Alrighty, welcome to Attitude 4. More freedom in your life. You've got to get this just right. Because you're going to buy either into freedom or fight. Or you're going to buy into freedom or flight. You see, freedom has you no longer needing to fight or to take flight. So, in our public group, there's been some posts going on about the attitude money game. And I just love the attitude money game because here's what you do. Here's where I'd suggest starting. Take $100. Get a crisp new banknote, $100 cash. Put it in your wallet. Call it your attitude money and you never spend it. I just want you to experience what you experience as you walk around with $100 in your wallet. And after some period of time, a day, 2 days, a month, I don't care, double it to 200. And then double it to 400. Double it to 800. Take it up a ways, you know. I went through a point where I was carrying 10 grand with me continuously. I had to have two big biker wallets, essentially, to do that. Because my usual billfold wouldn't fold, right? But here's the thing, guys. It's not emergency money. It's attitude money. And here's what I notice. Remember, you can be an ongoing emergent, okay, loving teacher, loving husband, loving puppy, dad, an identity that grows, changes, evolves, gets to discover, gets to actually give life to other desires. You see, an ongoing emergent, like loving puppy, dad, gave life to having two puppies, then gave life to having two good puppies, and then gave life to having two good puppies that, you get it, it just keeps growing. Loving teacher, ongoing emergent, something that I give life to every day. Remember, this isn't just about a whim and then your life changes. This is about who you're being in the world. So loving teacher gets to discover, you know, how does he teach today? What does he teach today? Who does he get to teach today? Maybe I imagine up having done a really cool 30-day course. Maybe I imagine up having written another book. Maybe I imagine up doing some podcasts, a Feel It Real Fun live interactive show. You see, loving teacher is a state that I imagine up, and that state gets to imagine up things. Another lovely way of chunking down. And then I can imagine today's podcast or today's show really having rocked it. You get it? So I'm a loving teacher, loving podcaster, and today I'll make a couple really cool podcasts that really crush it and touch some people. I can also be a loving marketer. Again, that what they do is they bring people in, so they dive deeper, so they just don't settle for sound bites like most people do. So meanwhile, I want you to get results. And emergency money is going to have you focus on emergencies. I need the win. I need the money in my wallet just in case I run out of the cards don't work. I need to, you know, God, I walked around with 10 grand. It was not emergency money. That would be a big emergency, right? It was fun. It was fun noticing all the crazy stuff that showed up in my mind. What if I lose it? What if I get mugged? I am not the muggable kind of guy, right? I've had a couple people. We were out one day here many years ago, and it was us and another couple, and some thugs started, they eyeballed us and started walking up, and I just gave the biggest one the look. And he knew he was going to meet God in a few moments if he continued on his path, and they moved. But here's the thing, the look could be a look that puts absolute terror into them. The look could be something that puts absolute love into them. Both of those can come from whatever resource I need, right? Decades of being a martial artist, get an ongoing emergent. I'm a different martial artist now than when I was 18, than when I was 28, than when I was 38. I'm a different kind of martial artist. I can also, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is when people are being stupid, if I look at them with unconditional love, sometimes that's the most fascinating experience that totally shakes them to the core in the most lovely way. But here's the thing, I've got both capacities, And they're not just for emergencies. You see this long-term martial artist? He explores his body, because the older martial arts are all about development, healing, exploration. Not just fighting. Tiny, tiny bit of it is really about fighting. Most of it's about exploration and development. Long-term martial artist. Learning how to drop the blocks that you have. You ever notice some of the older martial artists? They're very peaceful in mind, body, and spirit. Literally, their bodies are different. They've learned how to relax instead of subtly being at war. So this is what I want you to do today. I want you to look into the storm. Today's the day where the attitude is about, well, it includes looking into the storm. Because when the storm shows up, you either get to go, I've got to batten down the hatches, right? I've got to do what it takes. Thank God I've got my emergency money. Thank God I am a strong person so I can survive the storm. See, all the time you're giving life to storms. They could be gentle rains. They could be torrential downpours. They could be what nourishes your land or washes it away. But the thing is, when you stick around long enough, when you show up early enough, when you check in more often in your life, what happens is you really start to notice, I'm setting it up again. I'm setting up a house of cards so I can be terrified when they fall. You really get to notice you're doing that. One of the solutions, by the way, we mention this all the time, do not use this stuff just to fix things. If you've got a problem and you're focused on fixing the problem, my ex left. Okay, typical one. I'm out of money. Typical one, right? Health. Typical one. If you just use this to fix a problem, you get fixated on the problem. And then you need a fix, like a junkie. And then the power feels out there. This is a part really worth writing down. Steal it from the transcript. Somebody make an infographic about it. This whole thing about fixing and needing a fix. God, it really reveals this is where you get to buy the pearl. This is where you get to notice I'm not going to give life to that again. You get to give life to something lovely. So you get to put a lot of buns in the oven. You get to put a lot of buns in the oven. You get to let this be fun. And it's fascinating to me because people say, yeah, I get it. I got to play with smaller wishes. That's called settling. I'm into soaring. You see, here's the thing. You can't soar if you're trying to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're going to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders if you believe the one big win or the one big thing or the X or the money or the problem is going to sort itself. It's going to, you know, that win will change everything. You know what changes everything? Changing everything. You know what changes everything? You get, I live through the eyes of loving teacher, loving husband, loving puppy dad. I see marketing miracles everywhere, little ways in which I'm fascinated with marketing, as you know. I hope you enjoyed that Obvious Adams book. And I hope you're still enjoying noticing headlines and how marketing actually works. Because essentially, marketing is movement. If money is math, marketing is movement. Nobody teaches either one of those things. But that's what I notice. Learn how to move. Learn how to buy what you're selling instead of buying what everyone else bought. This is how you learn to be a leader. And today, we're talking about being a leader in some very subtle ways. And to be a leader, you get to face into the storm, but not to just outweather it. A storm is easy to outweather if you stop feeding it. And you stop feeding it by feeding something different. Remember, Neville said, you remember when she was single by imagining her married. You get to surrender to that. It's not an act of will. It's an act of surrender. So as I sit here for just another moment, I encourage you to explore the silence that you are. Having to juggle endless stuff that needs fixing, that what will give me the fix? Maybe this course will be the fix. You see, it's never the course. It's always you. It's never the vitamin. It's always you. You need to daily nail a couple things. Number one, every single lesson, before I do a lesson, I imagine having produced already a lesson that totally rocks the world. And you guys are giving us great feedback. Guess what? It's working. Number two, you get to do the same thing before any lesson, before any meeting, before any event in your life. You get to do a Joseph Goddard, the events of the day having gone your way. Imagine having gotten gold out of the next lesson that you do, having gotten gold out of the next post that you read. Here's the thing, you can see those who do it. Go to the general group. You can see those who are imagining getting gold every day, they do. You can imagine those going, well, it's all confusing to me. Every post I read confuses me more. Yep, they're imagining something very different. And I want you to find freedom. I want you to abandon emergencies and be the emergent. Alrighty, see ya.